We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. It's the 5 o'clock fire, brought to you by Regions Bank.
It is 5 o'clock. Congratulations. Hopefully you're off work. Luckily for you, Old Dirty Show and T-Mill have the latest. And the latest is we are live here at Radio Row for the Final Four as it gets set, right, it gets set tomorrow here in Houston as San Diego State will take on FAU in the first game. And then UConn will take on Miami in the last game. Remember, Westwood One's NCAA Final Four Radio Row has been brought to you by, I'll try it, Duluth Trading Company, folks. Tell uncomfortable underwear to ride the bench and go buck naked. Huh? Nothing better than going buck naked. No pinch, no stink, no sweat, buck naked performance underwear only from Duluth Trading Company. That's getting better and better every time I read it. I'm enjoying that one.
That's from old Husky Boys. That's underwear from old Husky Boys.
I think they got them for everybody, to be honest with you.
I'll bring you a pack.
You get a pack?
No, I mean, I'm going to bring you one. I don't have any. I've never tried them. I'm going to bring you a pair. You let me know how they ride.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, is there really no sweat, no pinch?
And
no stink?
And no stink.
Yeah, I'll get you a pair of them.
I don't know. I mean, that'd be something. They can control the stink. That'd be something there.
Look here. Big time. No, for your ass, it'd be if they can control that sweat.
Yeah, they control that sweat and that stink. The Final Four we're here for it as we get things ready. But tonight, the Astros, they look to try to even up this series against the White Sox as they will take the field behind Christian Javier, who will get his first start of the season, and the lineup is out. The lineup is out, and do not kill the messenger. Jeremy Pena will lead off and play short again. Bregman, who is going to try to get out of that 0-for-4 that he had last night, he is going to go and play third and bat second. Alvarez is in left field again, so they did say he wasn't going to play every day, but he is going to play the first two games. Abreu at first, Tucker in right field, and then Jokes gets his debut today as the DH. Diaz gets back to the bench. Hensley makes his debut this year at second base, and then Jake Myers is in center field, and Martin Maldonado is catching. Who had him a single off of the Crawford box wall yesterday. But that is the starting lineup. And what jumps out is Hensley in at second base for Dubon, and Chaz McCormick is still on the bench and not playing the first two games of the season.
Yeah, we're halfway there, Dusty. We are halfway there. Who in their right mind after the ALCS and the World Series last year? I don't want to overblow this. Chaz McCormick was not a major contributor, but he made a huge play defensively and came through consistently defensively, and had some good at bats throughout. And who would have thought that guy would not see the field until potentially game three? But Jokes, Hensley, Myers. I don't call him that. Myers.
That's fine.
Myers, Dubon. Diaz, all these guys would get starts and have at bats before White Boy Chaz.
I wonder who's more shocked.
Makes zero sense.
Jake or Chaz? I bet Jake even looks at that lineup.
I think they've been blowing smoke on Jake since he got here. Like, remember last year when what's my man's name? The old general manager.
Oh, James Click.
When Click said something about they see greatness or they see a great starting center fielder in Jake or something, and it never surfaced, and then all of a sudden that he got injured again.
Yeah.
And look, I'm not out on Jake. I just like to see this center field rotation that they did last year. I like to see it at least come to a head. You know, what are you doing it for? It can't be because Dubon is Verlander's center fielder. It can't be because Jake deserves a chance. And when you look at it, when it mattered the most, Chaz was out there. And so I just don't understand I don't see the method to the madness of what's going on in center field.
Yeah, I don't.
And this just muddies the water, in my opinion.
I don't either. And listen, to be fair as well, Dusty has come out already, and they're right, Tyler, and made the announcement that McCormick will start in center field the next two games.
That is correct.
Yeah, he'll start the next two games in the center field.
No, I don't. Did he say center field? The report I saw was just he would start.
Oh, yeah. That might be too detailed, but yeah, he's going to play tomorrow.
You're right. Jake might play in center field still, and Alvarez DH or something
else.
There
you go.
So, if Jake is in center field again tomorrow, I mean, he's just a starting center fielder. Basically what it seems like they're saying right there if he comes out the first three games. For me, I just completely disagree with it at every turn. In the most important games of the season last year, your center fielder was Chaz McCormick. He both played well at the plate, played well in the field, well enough, especially compared to everything else. And now we return, you're returning with the same jokers. Like, it's the same people. Ain't no new people. And he did not have a miserable spring either. This just makes no sense whatsoever. And the only way it makes sense is if there is some sort of message being sent or something that he's not starting the first two games.
They're going to lean into Brantley being injured. And so they need somebody to rotate with Alvarez in left field. And the guy that they've designated to do that right now appears to be white boy Chaz McCormick. It's what it looks like to me. I don't know if that's the case, but we'll see tomorrow.
I'll be damned if Jake can play center. He can play that. He can play left too, or they can move him over. I don't know. It's beyond me of what is happening here, and it just doesn't seem like there's no way that I can be convinced, Clint, and I don't think you can either, that it is. Well, we just believe Jake has given us the best chance to win right now. Like that one is hard to believe, that in center field right now, we just believe Jake gives us the best chance to win. I don't think that's the case, but we'll see what Jake does tonight as he'll be in the lineup again. And he struck out twice yesterday, but we'll see what happens tonight. And McCormick should get playing time the next two nights.
Dusty's gonna make me turn on Jake.
Okay. No, man. Yeah,
Dusty's gonna make. I like Jake. Jake appears to be a good all American.
Right. You were gonna buy his shirt.
Yeah, I mean, there was a time when I was not necessarily down on Jake. I just believe that watching and covering the Astros, there's one guy that deserves to be the starting center
right now.
And it's not Jake Meyers. I like Jake. I don't quite like him as much as I like Boy Chaz, but I mean, at the end of the day, it's not about that, man. It's about we're just in that lane of like, hey, we're just going to rotate center fielders once again just for the hell of it, just because you can.
Yeah, you're right, because that's what happened to me with Davis Mills. I was a real, real big fan of Davis.
Now you're lying. You can't even keep your damn face straight.
The people made me turn on Davis Mills. The people and their aggressiveness on wait and see made me turn on Davis Mills. So I understand exactly what you're talking about. Let's hopefully, Dusty, if people come together and don't allow that to happen.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, this is interesting as we get close to the draft. Nah, ain't nothing back there, man. Like an iPhone. As we get close to the draft, Jalen Carter, who is thought to be the top prospect in the draft, seems to be pulling off some teams' boards. Reports are coming out, even though he is the highest rated prospect in the draft, some teams are pulling him off their draft board entirely due to a lot of the situations and the issues, obviously, we know about the reckless driving and racing that he was charged with. But teams are now taking Jalen Carter off their draft board. And my thought is to you and everybody listening in the Drive family right now, you can text in 713-572-4610 on the Trailer Wheel and Frame text line at 12. At 12, is Jalen Green somebody you can draft if he's there? If he's there, would you draft Jalen Green?
You put it that way, yeah. I mean, I would draft him.
With everything you know, right?
Well, yeah, I just – everything we know, yes. But is there a possibility that it's significantly worse? Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
And I got to believe if he's – if the reports are accurate, which who the hell knows? I mean, I'm sure it's another source report from somebody that may or may not be right. And if they're wrong, they won't be held accountable. If they're right, they'll beat their chest. So, at the end of the day, there's – I mean, there is. It could be a lot worse than we think, and I'm just thinking in terms of like the pro day. It's one thing to be a little bit winded when you're talking about an interior defensive tackle that's bumping on 300 pounds. Okay, not a big deal. We can get the kid in shape. Or did he show up late? Did he reek of alcohol and weed? Was he completely out of shape? Did he dog ass it? Did he show zero response to coaching? You know, all of those things that are, boy, if you stack a bunch of those, you know, if you're checking a bunch of those boxes at a pro day, then he could slide big time.
Absolutely.
Big time. And so for me, that's the question is, show is if he slides to 12 just because of some of the off the field issues and it's not that big of a deal, get him at 12. But if there's major problems and he starts to slide big time and he falls late into the first, boy, that'd be an interesting jump. The Texans jumping from the second round back into the first to get a guy like that.
God, boy, is there a chance he falls that low? I didn't think there was. I guess when you combine, like the one thing he did not need to have for him was any kind of questions on the field stuff, any of the physical stuff. And the pro day left with some questions. And when you combine, that's where you can see a real drop, right? Because of the evidence that we have in terms of the driving situation, I think right now I didn't see a drop. Like, for me, I'm like, there's no way he's going to get past Pete Carroll. Or Dan Campbell at 5-6 with the Lions and the Seahawks. But when you combine, all right, man, we got that issue – and the what happened at your pro day? Like, now when you combine those things, that's where you could see the drop. I'd need to see a little bit more. I just, boy, with the Texans, like, I think they've done a good job to feel that. But, boy, his talent and what he brings to the table from the info that we know right now, it'd be hard for me to pass him up at 12. It'd be hard for me to pass him up at 12. And I
just got to believe if he gets to 12, there's major problems.
Yeah, I would agree.
And then it's a bigger fall than just a 12.
And I would have a hard time, and I think Sean Pendergast has said this, I'd have a hard time if he fell down to 12, as you'd say, that means he's passed some of those coaches and teams we talked about. Chicago, he's passed them at 9, who desperately need a player at that position. It'd be hard for me, Clint, to think that it would be the Houston Texans. And I know what you said, and you can share it again with what Smitty had to say about the – D'Amico Ryan's a new head coach, but it is hard for me to believe that the McNairs and Nick Caserio, D'Amico, all the way down, they would be the team to take the chance at 12.
I agree. The only thing that gives you know that thought a chance of taking a guy that's fallen for those reasons is D'Amico. And I mean, talking to Wade Smith, 12-year NFL vet that knows D'Amico well, played with him. You know, he called the D'Amico effect. I think there's going to be a change in Houston relative to their ability to take some players that may have some issues, may have not grown up yet, and D'Amico be able to take them under the wing and under his wing and push them to be more professional and grow them. You know, but again, bro, if there's too many boxes checked, hell, I'll even come out and say I hope D'Amico doesn't even attempt it.
Yeah, if it's too much.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, to one of Tyler's favorite players or a player that he may have some concerns with moving forward, Arch Manning. His NIL valued at nearly $4 million. $4 million, the Texas quarterback. That's just crazy that this is the not crazy, this is the kind of cash we could see that, but just to think about where he is. And the crazy thing is, I wonder, is he going to be like that good? Is he going to be that good of a player? Is he going to be like the type of guy where it's like, hey, this is a guy that changes the organization, yeah, like changes our university. Like, is he going to be as good as Quinn right now? Like, is he going to be and he is, because of his name and what he brings, $4 million is an NIL deal.
They're damn sure building it up to be. But, I mean, look, you got a Manning at the University of Texas.
Yes.
Texas fixing to join the SEC.
Yep.
It doesn't surprise me one bit. It doesn't surprise me one bit. Hell, there's a – and her name slipped my mind. I should know this.
Veronica? Laura.
What are you talking about?
Ashley?
Who are you naming?
Oh, I'm just trying to give you a name.
Where are you going with this?
I'd say yes. Dallas,
yes. No. Yes.
Angela.
Oh, my bad. Yes. I mean, my bad. But there's a gal. How about this? This in terms of NIL valuations, right? There is a gal, a gymnast, I believe, at LSU, that is the only person making more money than her. That's you. Is Brian Kelly,
the head football coach?
She's
making more than the basketball.
It was $3.5 million. Her NIL. She was number. Who was it?
Liv Dunning.
Okay, there you go. She was third. It was LeBron James, because they included some
LeBron
of the,
James.
I mean, not Bronny.
Oh, about Bronny.
Bronny's seven something million. Right, 7.1 million.
Oh, he's like Arch. He's basically like Arch.
Arch was second, and she was third.
Yeah. He's the 28th ranked player in the college basketball top 100. 7 million, Jack.
7.2.
Don't. I don't want to take that. Like, hey, and like he needed.
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah. Like he needed. No, this thing is crazy. I'm telling you, Todd, you better start getting worried here. You got Arch Manning coming your way, man.
No, I don't think I'll be worried about some young fellow that's yet to throw a single pass wearing that nasty ass burn orange.
Wow, that's it, powerful right
where
there.
Is Vince at? Where is Vince? God, I was ready. Oh, I'm hot. Listen to Tyler now. He really felt himself.
How great
ready.
Would it be if VY was sitting right
here?
Oh,
if he was putting his foot on, I just said it. Coming up, as we're sitting right here, Vince Young, the quarterback.
I wish he was.
I cannot believe you.
He's a tough guy.
Ask Vince.
I like Vince.
He's better than
I've met than Vince, Johnny and I enjoy Vince. Vince, and he was a great player, but I'd say it right in front of him.
Okay. I don't think you would. All right, coming up. listen, the number one thing. Listen, it was too early yesterday. You shouldn't get crazy about anything. But the number one thing, if you would come out of that game against the White Sox yesterday as Astros fans, that you should be potentially concerned with, at least keep your eye on. We'll tell you what that is coming up next on The Drive.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
That's right, as we are live here on Radio Row, and hell, just damn near by ourselves, to be honest with you, about to shut this thing on down.
Never was one to leave early.
Yeah, these East Coast times, they're 6 o'clock's a little bit early, so we're the
only
ones.
Don't know how to work a full day like we do down here.
I like to stand.
Just started early.
I like
Tyler.
To be there when the lights come on so you can kind of see what kind of mistake you're fixing to make.
Do you? You ever? Yeah, you probably ain't had that.
Give problem. Yourself a chance to make a better decision.
You ain't never been.
Not saying it.
You ain't never been the one that could have been the mistake. You ain't never. That ain't your experience.
Well,
you ain't never had a light come on and she be like, ugh, I'm not sure. I just want to see. I mean, get me in there with a bad haircut, man. I might have been like, hey, let's keep these lights off for a second. Let's get on out of here.
She's a light switch away, my boy.
Light switch away. Oh, that wasn't him.
Wait, what?
That was him.
Oh, you.
Man, he took the
point. Good God, what are you talking about?
Listen, you hear the confidence of this guy. I wish you could have seen Tyler's face when you said that.
Said what?
Never been the guy when them lights flip on and she think, that's maybe not what I was thinking I was getting.
T was a virgin when he met Megan.
Come on, man. What?
What?
That's not.
What happened?
I hope it's true. I hope maybe he gave himself to
her. Hey, man.
I don't think it was.
I wish I would have been.
Man. He saved himself,
he
man.
He said, I wish I would have been.
I do. That's genuine.
And I'm sure you do. Good for you. The best stuff coming up in about 20 minutes or so. We'll see if that lives up to it. I'm just kidding.
No, I actually did it, unlike Clint, you know.
Come on, you got to take it today, man. You got to take that one.
Yeah, Rom-Com Fridays really took a hit.
Yeah. Those of you out there,
I have no problem.
Those of you out there who were hunting down to look at, go back and listen to on that Odyssey app, which you can do when you use that rewind feature, the Romantic Comedy Fridays. It's not there. But he'll get back on the horse next week. I believe in him. And my fingers being crossed does not mean I don't, but I believe in him. And he'll have this thing down.
I'll have it knocked out,
week,
boys.
Next week. All right. Listen. The Astros—they're gonna get back on it. Not alarmed by last night. It's 162 ball games. It's just one, and there was not really much of anything, Clint, that I was like, "All right, oh boy, that's something that I got to keep my eye on." That I'm concerned with the bullpen. I don't think Presley's gonna pitch like that. And Montero, even though I wonder a little bit about him, I still think he is a solid reliever. And they've got so many weapons. The bullpen blowing a lead in the eighth and then giving it up in the ninth is not a major concern. Alex Bregman going 0-for-4 is not a concern to me, any of that. Oh, however, though, the one that you could just maybe keep an eye on is, as we know, the first month is going to be without Brantley and Altuve, the first 2 months without Altuve, and we know that Jordan's going to probably be in and out of the lineup, as General Manager Dana Brown had to say the other day. That bottom of the order, however they want to mix it together, and it's a little different today, but yesterday Diaz, Jake Myers, who is appearing to be your everyday center fielder, Maldonado and Dubon.
Mix is all nervous.
1-for-13, no walks, 5 Ks. That is the bottom of the order, and today it is a little different. Today it's a little different. They've got Jolks in here who's making his debut, Hensley at second, Myers and Maldonado today. So it's still kind of the same kind of mesh of things.
The one difference, though, is big, I think. Hensley is a guy that they clearly trust more than the other guys you're mentioning because of what we watched last year. He's the guy that I want to see. I want to see who he is. He's clearly going to be in a utility role in later in the season as guys get healthy. He's the one that to me, just as a fan, I want to see what Hensley's all about.
No, I do too.
And so, I can look at this lineup and say from Hensley's perspective, hey, at least we are – yeah, look, the bottom of the lineup, when you got Altuve and Brantley both out, it's not going to be as sexy as it is when those guys are healthy, obviously. The question is what are we learning in the process? And I think Hensley getting as many at-bats as they can get him in the next 2 months with Altuve trending to come back sooner rather than later, apparently, according to some reports. Let's find out who Hensley is.
No, I'm with you on that. But still, even with Hensley, yeah, you feel better about Hensley than Dubon, as a texter so eloquently wrote yesterday. If you are hitting in the lineup behind Maldonado, maybe you shouldn't be starting. So, like, I mean, I get that. And he hit behind him yesterday. But, yeah, Hensley better. But still, Hensley's not somebody you're saying, all right, I know what I'm going to get. I know that's a bat down there I can depend on. Right now, before they get those guys back, like, they're going to have to hold on, and obviously there's going to be more pressure up top. They're going to have to hold on because the bottom of that order is probably going to be maybe not 1-for-13 in 5Ks, but you can't walk in expecting, like, all right, this production is going to be big time. We can depend because 6, 7, 8, 9 is going to be rough, and the person I think who's paying for it the most is Kyle Tucker. Yesterday, if we look at it, Kyle Tucker, he's the one who walked twice. Because why? At some point, why would you pitch to Kyle Tucker? Tonight, why would you pitch to Kyle Tucker with a guy making his debut coming in? I'm never pitching to Kyle. That's why. That's like this right here, and I'm looking at this lineup. It's exactly what I was hoping they would avoid, and why I would have him up higher in the lineup. Because right now, if I say it to you, coming into the year, I know Bregman has been great, but last year, of the guys that are there, he's your second best hitter behind Alvarez. And he's got no protection at all. No reason for you to give him things to hit. And that's a guy who I think we had people texting it yesterday think he could have a breakout MVP season. Not with people like that hitting behind him. He ain't gonna get nothing to hit. So boy, that is one. I'm not saying to go overboard with the loss, but that is one to really watch is what is this bottom of the order going to do? Because of all things, I don't think the bullpen is going to implode like they did last night. But the bottom of the order, that could be something we're watching here a little bit.
Yeah, look, I think to your point, two things. If whoever is hitting in the five hole right now is not going to have protection, and it's going to be a conversation piece. Whether it's Tucker, whether it's Bregman, if it's Abreu, that guy not having protection is going to be a problem. To me, it's when Brantley comes back, then he got the protection that you're looking for with Pena on the back end.
Yeah, better.
And then you've got some kind of protection at that point in time. So we'll see how they handle that and how Tuck handles it, but more than anything. Yeah. But your point, I mean, I agree. I mean, I don't know. I agree wholeheartedly.
I think in the lineup yesterday, I'm looking at it, Bregman is really, really good. But coming off of last year, like, they basically had an easy way to take the bat out of the hands of your second best hitter and Kyle Tucker twice last night and multiple times. And we'll see what kind of pitches he gets to see moving forward. But to me, like I said, I don't think it's anything wild or crazy to go off about, but it is something that we look at. Christian Javier in that two spot, he gets the ball tonight. I am intrigued to see what Christian Javier is. He got his money, he got paid. He's getting now the confidence of, hey, you're gonna be our starter. You're gonna be our number two guy. I am really, really intrigued to see what type of season he has because I think Larry said the other day, yeah, he's a dog.
Yeah.
But I'm intrigued to see what Christian Javier does. Coming in, you know where you are. You know where you're going to be. You're dependent on. You got paid. They paid you. They value you. He is somebody I'm really excited to see what kind of season he puts together.
Probably the most exciting for me. Now, if he were an everyday player, position player, hitter, I could get a little more excited about it. So there's probably – when I talk about like who do I look forward to, it would definitely be, can Tucker have the year everybody thinks? Can Pena keep the hot streak going after that ALCS and World Series? What's Abreu look like? Boy, but if you just talk about big picture, one day when Christian Javier's on the diamond, is there anyone else that you're more excited to watch and see if he can –
his starts are must-see for you?
Yes. Oh, no question, show. I mean, you're talking about a guy like can he – if he can even come close to what he was doing last year over 162 games, I mean, not only is he going to be – not he's going to be the 2023 version of Fromber where you're talking about this dude's an ace. And he's got a chance to be even more impressive than Fromber because instead of being a ground ball pitcher and a quality start, I mean, just master, this dude is nasty and he's a K machine, right? If he's anything like he was last year, and we all love that. We all fans love to watch that more. I think when you talk about the media around the country, when a guy goes up there and just walks them down, it's sexier and people like it more. So Javier's got a chance, man. If last year was who he really is and it's not just a flash in the pan, come on.
Yeah, he'd have ranked at the top of a lot of lists had he qualified. Had he had enough innings, he would have ranked up high when it comes to strikeouts per nine, high with wins and all of that stuff, ERA, all of that, if he had enough innings. This year the plan is for him to have enough innings. So I'm excited to see him tonight to get his season going and hopefully get the Astros back on track and tie this series. Coming up, we do this every Friday, one of our favorite segments, the best of the week on The Drive. Tyler Miller's got it. That's coming up.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Yes, we're live here on Radio Row for the Final Four as it gets kicked off tomorrow. It's been a fun day. Just seeing all kinds of stars, folks, people walking around the area. Damon Stoudemire, boy, that used to be the dude right there. I know Tyler, Tyler, you're not here, sorry. But Clint, you were over there bumping shoulders with him, told him about watching pretzels, huh?
Yeah, them old pretzels. I don't know how you do it, but the old pretzels were stale. They were stale as all get out. I had to warn Stoudemire. I was like, "Hey man, don't hit
he
them
said,
pretzels."
Don't, he said, "Don't mess with them."
He said, "I don't mess with pretzels
anyway."
Yeah,
he don't mess with the pretzels. No, man.
I got to thinking about it. I mean, seriously.
Oh, here we go.
I'm just asking. I'm not being critical. Hell, I ate a handful of them, so it clearly didn't slow me down. I just don't know how a pretzel gets stale. Like I'm talking about the little bag pretzels. Like, is that the hard? That's got to be the most difficult thing to go.
My
stale,
man,
right
here with the great hair, by the way, said humidity. He's from Vegas. Set the humidity, maybe the factor of it.
The humidity? Okay.
I thought that would have the opposite effect, almost.
I don't know. I'll be honest with you. I've never had a stale pretzel.
You did today.
Not the little bag ones. I've had them.
Did the salsa help? Because you had it flushed into that.
I mean, I know it wasn't, but that was the best salsa I've had. I don't know if I was hungry enough. That was straight.
You said that four times.
That was picante sauce.
That was four times. That's the best salsa I've ever had.
Hell, I've been hammering it, too. I didn't eat much before I got here.
You did all right, man. Yeah, it's a good time, man. A lot of people walking around, and this has been a fun time as Final Four kicks off tomorrow with San Diego State and FAU. All right, we do this each and every Friday. Last week, Chris Santiago, he kept it going, Quiet Storm, and did it. But Tyler is back. This is the best of the week on The Drive.
The best of the week on The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Baseball is back. And with that message and him saying, baseball is back. Astros get going on Thursday. Four World Series, won two of them, six consecutive American League Championship Series they played in. I just want to know from the people, what do they have to do for you not to believe the season ends in a failure?
At ALCS at minimum. Woo! I don't know, man. I'm listening to you. That's kind of low.
Going to the World Series or bust?
Yeah, you got to go.
I'm with B. Scott. I mean,
really?
I've grown accustomed to massive success with the Houston Astros, but even more so than that, I can make the argument easily the Houston Astros should already have at minimum three World Series championships during this run. So to me, it feels like you're trying to catch up. It's time to start racking these things up while you can, and this era is still going.
I am so confident, fellas, that the Texans are going to get Bryce Young.
Hey, mark this, Tyler, too.
Make sure I swear you, before God, no, right
make,
now.
Make sure, you mark what he's about to say.
It is 350. 350 with 43 seconds and counting. Some of y'all that have been online know what this means. It is 350, 47 seconds and counting, March 27th. I will drop the nickname show. I'll just go by Ron Hugh. I will drop.
Wow.
I will drop.
Holy hell.
I'm putting my hog on the table. I will drop show. I will drop it.
Keep an eye on Show Cool.
If Dusty Baker rolled into Minute Maid Park at any point or any park in Major League Baseball this year, and he had a curl and he had that Jerry curl, like I hear Soul Glow. Just let your soul
glow. Did Dusty Baker in 1985 sleep with a hair bonnet?
God, Dusty had to have it. Just let your soul
glow, baby. You were at a golf tournament yesterday?
Yeah, man. Oh, I definitely hit a couple houses, no question. So, needless to say, I didn't contribute much.
You losing confidence about potentially you against Tyler?
Not one bit. I'm just real. It wasn't a good day.
Hold on, Doc. That man said, not one bit. I'm just real.
I'm just telling you. I mean, it wasn't a good day. Joining us now on Sports Radio 610 Houston Sports Leader is John Daly. John, how you doing, brother?
Well, I think we just don't give a shit, to be honest with you, do we, Clint? I could give two shit anyway.
Crazy.
Full-throated support. Did either of y'all know what full-throated support meant? Never heard it.
I don't like it.
Expressed or characterized by unreserved enthusiasm or conviction.
I would think, Tyler, you'd be behind full-throated support.
Well, am I the one with the full-throated support, or is someone else giving the full-throated support?
Yeah, it's about that time. Coming up, 5 o'clock fire.
Did you know that old Colonel couldn't get anybody to buy his chicken recipe forever?
I heard the Colonel said he was too drunk to taste that chicken.
All right, Cal McNair, he spoke.
We have an all-time great. The great Bill Walton is set to join us here.
Turn that music up. Yeah. We will get by. We will survive. Going down the road, feeling bad. Going where the weather suits my clothes. Going where the water tastes like wine.
Just spitting bars, ain't you, Bill?
The best of the week on The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
That's fantastic, as always. Give Tyler a hand. He was influenced as Chris Santiago last week. By the way, first off, Chris should put his full 11 minutes of best of that he had last week. Chris got a little aggressive. We had to cut Chris off.
I felt bad on that one.
Y'all had a lot of good content that week.
I felt like we were 4 or 5 minutes in, and I hit the old button. I said, Chris, how much time we got, bud? How much time we got left? He said, all about, and I could tell by the look in his face, he was going to skimp on me. He said, all about a minute and a half, 2 minutes. I said, that really means 3 or 4 shows. So you want to turn the volume down?
Yeah, you got to slide that down.
Slide that down a little bit.
Mouth me. He got about 4 minutes left.
Listen,
got a little carried away. I like it, though.
Good. But he did a lot of same day audio. Looks like Tyler, he snuck in old Bill Raftery.
What?
Who?
Not Bill Raftery. Bill Raftery is my favorite. I really love Bill Raftery. He would have been fun too. Bill Walton, the Hall of Famer, snuck him in same day. If you missed that, that was it. I've never seen anything like that. Do you think he's doing that at every one of the interviews? Because we watch, they do, as he said, if you listen to it, he said, I am.
You talking about Rafferty or Rafferty?
I'm talking about Walton. He said, okay. I do the car wash. You think he's doing that at every stop?
What part are you talking about?
I'm just saying, just taking over the interview.
Absolutely.
And just running through.
That's his game plan.
Oh, you think it's a game
plan? Absolutely. He's protecting himself. You think he wants to sit down with 12 of me and you?
Yes.
With it just an open, and say, hey, ask me any question under the sun. As long as he's been around, hell no, he ain't doing that.
I mean, he's
going to sit down here, and he literally.
He didn't need an intermission.
You got a 4-word question in. He was, how long did he sit down? At least 10 minutes.
I knew I had to jump in. I'm like, we playing hopscotch, and I'm sitting here the whole time just waiting to get in.
That's his game plan. He's protecting himself. He doesn't want to have.
I've never seen anything like
that. He don't want to be put into a bind. He doesn't want to be asked a question that can put him on a spot. I, that's what I think. Because I think he's obviously that big of a name, but then for all accounts, he is as genuine and sincere and nice a dude.
Yes.
As you, so he doesn't want to ever be put in a spot where he says something that could be taken the wrong way. So he just eliminates it, the opportunity for you to ask questions.
It just goes. I couldn't believe it. I mean, it was the most amazing thing ever.
Hey, by the way, did you see? He's the first man I've ever seen that writes in font 24.
Yeah, and all cursive.
Those were huge letters, man.
Well, hell, he's getting old. He's got to get him in there.
Well, I mean, for whatever reason, but have you ever seen anybody write in that size font?
I've never seen a lot of things that I just saw there in that 12-17 minutes he gave us. I mean, at what point did you know? Oh, we're not getting a question in, because we looked off each other a couple of times. Like, am I going? You go. You got, like, we do an interview. Like, you go. I settled in. I just settled in my seat. I said, well, hell, we ain't getting nothing in. I said, this is it. This is it. No. He's got it. My favorite part.
I knew when he started going down each roster. Tyler. And I said, he ain't giving this time up.
Tyler, my favorite whole part is when that man, and I want you to get it at some point, not now, but when that man, it felt like there were several times where you felt like he was wrapping it up.
Oh, yeah.
And when that man grabbed that page and turned that page and said, and now as we get to San Diego State.
what did he say there? Right down the street from my house in San Diego.
Because I thought he was wrapping it up. He had finished. He turned that page and said, now as we get to San Diego State. I said, oh, Bill about to have us in here for a minute. Yeah, that was fantastic. But, no, like you said, he is a real genuine guy, but he knows the game. He has played the game. I guess he probably had an experience where I didn't like that interview went, so I'm just going to take over this sucker.
Well, I just – the way he started applying that chapstick when he first sat down, I really wanted to know if he shares chapstick.
No, there's no chance.
He had the finger.
I don't think anybody wants to share with him.
Well, no, that wasn't the question. See, you always take things in turn. Were you here that when we were talking about sharing chapstick?
Yeah, okay, I brought it up.
Okay, so you get my, so you know where my question is coming from. It's not about whether you want to, but like any guy that walks up and applies chapstick for a good 10 seconds before he jumps on radio is probably pretty peculiar about his chapstick. And I wonder if with a chapstick guy, are they friendly and do they share? It was a finger swipe. It wasn't the apply directly to the lip.
Yeah, I bet he would share. No one would ask him.
Oh, okay.
Like if you watched it, did you see how?
It's pretty ballsy if you walked up and said, "Hey, Bill."
But did
let me get a finger swipe that old chapstick.
If you get a chance to see Bill, did you see how far he dug in there? There ain't nothing about me wanting to put my finger in that. What he did. No, nothing about this.
He may use yours,
and then you'll see Bill use yours, and you'll say, "Go ahead, man, hold on to that, Bill. That's yours."
I wish you, with them little Burger King hands you got. I wish you and Bill would have done this right here. The old hand size challenge.
I'm not Burger King hands. I really don't like how hard you're laughing over here, to be honest with you. All right? It's not Burger King hands now. All right?
There's context. Up against Bill Walton's, you'd look just like the Burger King commercial. You'd fit in perfect. Bill Walton, man. There's got to be some of the biggest fingers.
You can't use your hands. What? How big are your hands? Your hands that much bigger than mine?
Hands? All the little babies you got? Look at this.
I'm right here.
Hey, come on, man.
You keep climbing up.
Hey, little babies you got.
Damn, are we almost out of time, Tyler?
No. I mean, kind of, but not quite.
I was about to say, I was just playing that Burger King. Burger King music on me.
We had a full segment of banging on Bill.
I've done this for a little bit. I ain't never had an interview like that. Ever in my life. Never. These guys, too, they know it. Bill came over there and he rushed through you. Just said, whoa. I never had anything like that. To where I said, I'm not even – like, we didn't get an open question. That's the part, like, Bill, man, how's it going, man? How is Houston – we didn't get one of those in. Welcome in, man. It's Bill Walton. And then can you play that poem he played again, Tyler? You played that poem.
That was sick.
That
hey,
poem
that, was slick
that he
now.
Ended it on, which makes me further believe, Clint, that he does do – this is his thing.
No question.
And he ends – with the poll,
bro, the way he landed that thing, I mean, there is no question.
He knew
that we were the Houston station.
Here? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. He did that 12 times.
Well, it would be kind of awkward if he, like,
yeah, we will get by, we will survive. Going down the road, feeling bad. Going where the weather suits my clothes. Going where the water tastes like wine.
Just spitting bars, ain't you, Bill?
What is that? Is he reciting that from somewhere? Is that his deal?
I don't know. He said, yeah.
The weather suits my clothes and the water tastes like wine. That's got to be from something, right?
He may have wrote it. Tyler did, because you started playing that music, didn't you, Tyler? And that touched it.
He said,
turn that thing up. And a Hall of Famer like Bill Walton tells you, turn it up. Better turn that thing off. Like Teddy said, turn up them damn lights. You better turn that thing up. And when you turned it up, he turned up. It had a poem ready to go. That was fantastic.
Yeah, the way he landed it makes me believe it was a total plan.
Who you think's playing Monday night? You think UConn's there? You think UConn versus?
I want UConn San Diego State. I want to see a physical, just dog fight.
I don't want to see San Diego State.
I'm sorry. Are you just jacked to see FAU? I'm not knocking anybody. By the way, I'm here for the Cinderellas and the first timers. I'm here for all that.
I'm not jacked to see either of them, but I'm just saying they don't play an appealing brand of basketball, San Diego State, at all. I mean, they're playing football.
Based on everybody I've talked to, again, that knows the game, watches the game, physically it would be a matchup where they can make it ugly and they can bang with them a little bit, and I'm here for that.
They're going zero blitz.
They're not going. You're going up and down UConn.
I'd rather see that than the zero blitz. And
I did appreciate Bill Walton saying offense wins championships. So that's really what I wanted to get in, and I'm mad I didn't get it in. When Bill said that, I was really excited to say, Bill, I've been trying to tell people it's all about offense, not defense.
You weren't getting that
off. I wasn't getting that in at all. And then he circled back. He actually said it again later on, and I thought I may have a shot.
He had it on that.
No chance.
All right, coming up behind us, Texans All Access, as well as the best of the day with Tyler Milner. Thanks to all of our great guests that we had on. It's been a lot of fun today here. At Radio Row on the Final Four. For Clint Sterner, Tyler Milner, I am Ron, the show Hughley. As always, Houston, we love you, baby.
Turn that music up. Yeah, we will get by. We will survive. Going down the road, feeling bad. Going where the weather suits my clothes. Going where the water tastes like wine.
Just spitting bars, ain't you, Bill?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.